Good morning. Yeah, well, we've got VK6RX, VK6 hub now.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So that's it. Just leave it like that. But I've got just a simple line to put in your Raspberry Pi there. And what it'll do, it'll do that automatically. When the power comes onto your node, it'll just connect automatically. And if you don't want to be connected to it, you've got to disconnect it. So more things we can automate, the better. I think that was not too sure. That was Hank, I'm not too sure. Anyway, so that's all good, Glenn. I mean, if you want, you can just push the X and just exit out. That'll stay connected now. As long as you've got power to your Raspberry Pi, it'll just stay there. So your Bofang and your IC400, which I'll reprogram that, make it simple for you. You've got all my channels in there, it'll confuse you. But that'll all be working. You can grab your Bofang now and walk around your property. And it'll work, Glenn, VK6IQ, VK6TX, VK6GC.
Yes, well, I'm not going to try that right now in fear of what else might happen. But I want to be connected to 59053 so that he can connect to me whenever he wants.
Well, you can do that. You can do that, but it means that during the day you won't be able to talk to anybody if Mike's out. If you're connected to... It depends. If you want to listen to RLM and the VK6 hub all day, if you want someone to talk to when you block on your tractor, you can dial up that 42732, or you can disconnect from that and you can connect to 59053. But then the only person you go to talk to is Mike, and he might not be there. But once you do that, you can do that. You can do that quite easily, Glenn, over.
Good morning. Hey, that's what the trouble's been. I'm not listening there, and he calls me and so on. But if I'm connected to him all the time, or you all the time, you two know who I'm connected to. You can call me VK6GC, VK6IQ.
Yeah, VK6TX, VK6GC. Yeah, you can do that. You can do that. My node gets used for the things at different times.
What in the actual is going on? A break?